Find out what everyone will be talking about with Coffee Talk. Let's see what we have today.
So we see this almost every time we go out to a restaurant, and we may be guilty of doing it as well, where people take pictures of their food before they actually eat the food. You can put it on Instagram and do all that. Because, you know, picture it didn't happen. You didn't go out to that restaurant if you don't take a picture of your food. A new survey found that 40% of people that go out to dinner post photos of their meals on social media when dining out. And one-fifth of all of those people are so serious about their food photos that they wish that more restaurants would install lighting filters on tables to make their pictures look better. I feel like somebody like Matt Malone down the hall would be like that in a restaurant, because if you walk by the studio when you come here, you see this giant light for videos and things like that. I could see him doing that. Just bringing, it's got good guys. I don't need lights. I'll just bring my own lights. We'll set this whole thing up. Let's get a picture taken and then I'll eat. But wish I would have, I got to find a picture of this. Recently, a woman was looking for her Christmas decorations, and it didn't work out so well for her. The Daily Mirror says that Stacey Doran she's from England, and was recently looking for her Christmas decorations in her attic when she fell through her ceiling. Well, of course, instead of helping her, her roommate decided to take pictures of her flailing legs before calling a firefighter for help. And she said she was wearing a Christmas onesie when she fell, and thanked firefighters for rescuing her before taking selfies with them. Now, this is always my fear. Every time I go in the attic, whether in my garage or in my house, and I'm looking for stuff, once I hear that creak of the floor, I'm just afraid that one more step and I'm going through. So I just hope nobody takes pictures before they decide to help me. But that's Coffee Talk for this morning.